What are those priceless gifts that money can't buy? Well, I can tell you one of the first is the gift of time. Creating memories with your children can be found in the book, Secret Code Time, Creating an Unbreakable Bond Between Parent and Child. You will find a real-life, actionable plan to help you mend a broken relationship with your child. Even if your relationship is great, this book will bring it to a new level. The next priceless gift is teaching your child the value of spending time with God. In the novel, A Few Minutes with God, written for children and teens, the story unfolds about a struggling family and the gift of hearing God and the outcome, which is a wonderful blessing from the Lord. Your children will want to pray and spend time listening to God after reading this book. Visit MediaAngels.com for more information.
This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network. Do you want a more intimate walk with God? Are you tired of trying to hear God and hearing only silence? Each week, your host, Felice Skirwitz, is prepared to inspire you and equip you on your journey towards deepening your relationship with God. Listen, hear, and follow the Lord's will in your life, and you will be blessed.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Felice Skirwitz with an episode of A Few Minutes with God podcast. And this is episode 33. You can find the show notes at afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. And today I am going to talk to you about hope. Is hope an option for a Christian, or is hope rooted in optimism? We hope all things will go well, right? Or are we thinking about hope in the context of the knowledge that our hope is connected to our faith, and in this way we can be assured that God is going to walk with us on this path? In this podcast, we are going to be talking about the meaning of faith and what that means for a Christian. As Christians, we're called to live with joy in this world, so we need the virtue of hope. Hope is a virtue. It's something that some people have a ton of and others work towards. For example, the cardinal virtues are known by past civilizations, and we teach them today, and they are justice, temperance, prudence, and fortitude. Not until Christianity do we ever hear the term theological virtues, and they are faith, hope, and love. And the last podcast I did, 32, was on the topic of faith. And the next podcast I will do will be on the topic of love. So we are encouraged to have hope and not optimism, although for some of us they're synonymous. And the reason is that anybody can be optimistic. Optimism is kind of like, you know, well, things might work out, or it's kind of a chance thing, or, you know, maybe things are going to work out or they won't. But as a Christian, our hope is more than that. It isn't a chance that things will work out. It is a knowledge that if they don't work out, God is with us. So hope is rooted in faith. And faith is when we entrust ourselves to someone else, to another. We place our trust in God. Faith is a relationship. I have faith in Jesus. I have faith in God. I have faith in myself. Hope is rooted in the belief of a future good. Hope for a Christian is rooted in maturity. A Christian believes that God's promise is rock solid. And Hebrews 6 is amazing. Read all of it. But for our purposes, I want to just read you a section. And that is Hebrews 6, 3 through 20. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there is no greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. People swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and puts an end to all argument, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to his heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. God did this so that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. We have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain where our forerunner Jesus has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Friends, go back and read that verse and read it slowly, and you will be so encouraged, especially by lines such as, you know, Abraham received what was promised, or for God, it is impossible to lie. We who have fled take hold of the hope set before us to be greatly encouraged. This isn't, friends, this isn't hope in ourselves and our abilities and what we can do without God, or that we don't or need God. No, this hope is a claim that we do need God. We are acknowledging our need because our faith tells us the truth is God, what he has promised us, and this hope, and I quote, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. I love it. God does not lie. He just doesn't. Hope is this trust, looking forward to the future, this relationship with Jesus, our trust in God. He won't fail me. And hope is the knowledge that God will be with me. It's personal. The opposite of hope is despair, and despair is the thought or belief that we won't have God in all that we do, that he is not here, or worse, that we can't trust God because I don't believe he's going to walk me through this issue or this problem. But he will. And those who have turned their back on God, many times they turn their back on God because of something that somebody has done to them. For example, someone within the church, the body of Christ, meaning, you know, someone who sits next to you at church that you may deem as a hypocrite. But friends, we don't look at other people. That's not who God is. They may profess Christianity or profess God, but we can't blame God for others, you know, lack of following, you know, God's will, or things, horrible things that have happened to us, you know, based upon someone else who maybe professes to be a Christian. And here I want to go back to the scriptures. And there's two that I think will really help you, because they've really helped me. The first is Romans 8, 24 through 25. For in this hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have? But if we hope for what we do not yet have, we wait for it patiently. And I love this one from Romans 8:31. If God is for us, who can be against us? If you don't already have that as one of your memory verses, write that down in your journal if you've begun to journal, and, you know, make a big sign up. For God, if God is with us, and if God is for us, who can be against us? And friends, we have hope in the resurrection. At the end of time, we'll be raised. Those of us who believe, we will live in the Easter of hope, that is the risen Christ. God has paid the price, and we as believers reap the benefits. It is a belief that we will have eternal life with Christ. It is only possible by the hope that God gives us. We long for this hope when we look at Jesus on the cross, when we see a cross without Jesus on it, when we see the empty tomb at Easter, or the risen Christ in pictures. Jesus has conquered death. Yet we still worry and doubt. The resurrection has shown us the future, or what will someday be our future, life in heaven with God. We should not fear. We should know that it will come in God's perfect timing. Let's pray. I praise you, Jesus, that you have risen, and in this you give us everlasting hope. You give us the hope that surpasses all understanding. Please give us the grace to understand and to be strong, the grace not to despair, the grace to believe that you are there for us always and walk alongside us. Thank you, Lord, for that. Continue to give us the faith and the hope that we can do all things through you. I praise you and I thank you always. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, A Few Minutes with God. Please visit Felice on our website, afewminuteswithgod.com, and your podcast page on afewminuteswithgodpodcast.com. There you will find the show notes for today's episode. This podcast is a production of the Ultimate Christian Podcast Network.